لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي لا يبلغ مدحته القائلون ولا يحصي نعماءه العادون ولا يؤدي حقه المجتهدون الذي لا يدركه بعد الهمم ولا يناله غوص الفتن الذي ليس لصفته حد معدود ولا نعت موجود ولا صفة موصوف أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا الذي بوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء وبيمنه رزق الورى واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله أما بعد فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير صدق الله العلي العظيم أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله The real honor before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the honor of taqwa and the piety and those who are chosen before Allah are the pious people. When we look at the criterion that is being used in Quran in order to choose the people and select the people within the community, then the best criterion that is Quran has said, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum, the most honorable people within you are the people those who are pious. There are various concepts outside in order to have communities and establishment of the communities. Sometimes being white is a criteria. In some places, maybe being black is a criteria. Another place, there can be being from one nationality or other nationality that can be considered as a criterion. Whether people, those who are American people or Iranian people, Pakistani people, for example, Indians. So the people, they give preferences according to their own priorities. And sometimes in our friendships also that reflects, that I start making friends only those who are Pakistani, for example, or with my language, based on the language, for example, based on ethnicity, based on backgrounds, or color sometimes. People, they have various choices and based on those choices they try to make their decision in their life. What is the value of all these choices? Do we have any religious value for nationality? Do we have any religious value for ethnicity or the groups or the tribes, for example? There are many people that say that this is something, it is a culture in our tribe, so would like to follow that culture. So tribal culture is a tradition in various places. Even sometimes marriages of the female takes place because it is a tradition in their tribe. They don't like to look at any religious value, or they like to decide about anybody, then they would say that because somebody is from our community or from our nationality, from our group, from our ethnicity, that is why we select that. Sometimes organizations are being made. Many organizations are made based on ethnicities, based on their culture, for example. The names are being said, for example, Punjabis, Gujaratis. So there can be various types of the ethnicities and backgrounds. Based on that, people, they try to make their organizations. When you look at Quran denies that ethnicity and groups and nationalities have only been placed for a certain reason. To be known, for example. That you can be known what nationality are. It is just a ta'aruf, not more than that. It should not be considered as a kind of preference over the others. Can I request children, please pay attention, dear children? Yes, so what I was saying that sometimes we like to prefer the people, give priority to the people based on all these criterions. So let us look at this verse of Quran that speaks about this issue, which is very important issue. And you'd find the masadiq and the meanings of that outside in community. It's important that we need to discuss that. Sometimes we need to think that maybe I am also part of this problem. This is a problem in communities. Quran has spoken with the people, Ya ayyuhan nasu, O the people. So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not spoken to the believers only. It's very interesting that in rest of the verses that in the past, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken, He said, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. But significantly, in this verse, address starts with the people in general. Because now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would like to speak about their creation. So creation of any human being is the same. Students, I don't know if there is anybody. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Ya ayyuhan nasu, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha. O the people, we have created you from a man and woman, or male or female. One male and one female. And the names of those male and female are also known. In Quran, name of the father of human being that is being said, Adam. In rest of the scriptures, you can find the same name, father of humanity, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And the name of mother also, it's been said in narrations, although it's not in Quran, that is being said, Eve or Hawa. We have created you from same father and mother. From one male and one female. So Quran wants to bring a unity. Unity based on humanity. If anybody likes to look at how to establish the unity within human being, then they need to return towards Quran. Look at Quran. Quran establishes that unity, that is unity of human being. Unity of human being can be established when every human being looks at it as a family. When we look at human being as a family. When we look at ourselves, we are from one father and mother. We are part of one family. And when we become family of human being, then we will not have any preferences. then we will not have any priorities. We'll be looking at everybody as brothers and sisters. And this is very interesting that Islam likes to establish a relation of brothers and sisters. Relation of brothers and sisters. No other religion would like to do that. They would like to establish their relation within the faith. But Islam is a broader religion. It has a broader view. When it establishes the relation at that time, it has been said in the statement and hadith of Master of the Faithful Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu was salam. As he said, there are three kinds of brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters in humanity. Brothers and sisters in a family from the parents or the blood relation. And brothers and sisters in faith. All are being called as brothers and sisters. That is the same thing that Quran is mentioning over here. Inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha. We have created you from male and female. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلًا. We have made you into the tribes and families, for example, or into the groups. So شُعُوب is from شَعْب or شُعْبَ as a department, as a part of community. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that we actually made human being in different tribes. Somebody grown up in a tribe, in a place, because of that place that becomes tribe. Sometimes because of family name that becomes a tribe. So there can be various reasons in order to form the tribes. شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلًا لِتَعَارَفُ. Why we have made and designated into the tribes and groups, because we wanted to have just a recognition, a ta'aruf, that you can be known by those tribes, not more than that. There is no preference on the Ajami over the Arabi, or Arabi over the Ajami, or Persian over the other people, or other people over the Persian. There is no preference. Because of being a language, because of being an ethnicity, because of being a culture, there is no preference. Everybody is same. In the past, Arab people, they used to consider them as a very important nation in the world. There were many other nations, for example, Roman, Iranian, Indian, for example. So there were many reasons to be called somebody as important. Now it has become Western, European, for example. So time changes. Tilkal ayyamunu dawiluha bainan nas. It's not the one time that every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to change that. And power, it goes in the hands of different people. Those who have the power, they should not think that this power, it remains always in their hands. It is going to go one day and they will be powerless. Only the power that remains with there is the powerful authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. When you like to look at the one who is the most known before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is recognized before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or if there is any honor for somebody, honor should not be because of ethnicity, because of tribe, because of language, because of nationality. It should be based on the criteria that is fair criteria, best of the criteria, based on the justice. And that is not before the people. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to say honor, He did not say that in akramakum inda nas. He said in akramakum inda Allah. Because before people, there can be various honors. People, they try to give honors based on their mentality. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes to give honor based on taqwa. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The one who is creator of this world, when he wanted to select anybody, when he wanted to choose anybody and give honor at that time, he has chosen the people, those who are pious people. Inna Allaha Alimun Khabir. And end of the verse, of course, it gives a complete and clear message. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is best knower, and he is aware. Why? Because he knows why he has to give honor to somebody. He is aware of the people. And based on his knowledge and based on his awareness, he has given priority to the people, those who are pious people. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who are pious people. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the followers of the pious people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity to be the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. Allahumma ghafir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat bi jahi Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus Samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ما حيا طار البدع والطغيان خادم بنية الشرك والنفاق اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره أما بعد أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. Dear brothers and sisters, as our Persian community has celebrated the beginning of solar calendar, the day which is called as Nowruz festival, I would like to extend my congratulations to all brothers and sisters and friends of Nowruz. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless their beginning of the year and make this year of prosperity and year of success for the Muslim Ummah. And may Allah bring unity within the Muslim Ummah during this year. Our community is holding, Farsi community is holding Nowruz festival and celebrations tonight. I would like to urge community to participate in that. Although there were many questions that were being asked during these past few days about the authenticity of Nowruz. According to our present leader and Maraji, Nowruz festival is not considered as a religious celebration or any Eid that is being equal to Eid al-Fitr or Eid al-Adha. That is based on a culture or communities that are celebrating, or those who share the calendar, that is solar calendar. According to that, it is beginning of their year. So because most of those who share that calendar are our Muslim communities, and that is well known in Islamic countries, that is why it becomes famous. And in those countries where Persian emperor, of course, when they moved in those countries, they made that as a tradition, and it had become as a tradition as well. And our ulama, they tried to make it as a religious or maybe a tradition that has to be a religious tradition. There are some reports and narrations as well, but scholars have not agree with the authenticity of those. But at the same time, if, for example, a day it's been said that you need to make a ghusl, so what's wrong with that? Somebody has to make a ghusl, no problem with that. We can do ghusl every single day. But on that day, if this is something that we receive a report, making those mustahabbat or amal, it's not contrary with if it's not being considered as a day. Reciting dua, of course, it is very, very important. In any case, this dua that has been said, it can be recited every time of the year. Ya muqallib al-qulub wal-absar, ya mudabbir al-layl wal-nahar, ya muhawwil al-hawl wal-ahwal, hawwil halana ila ahsan al-hal. This is something that somebody should ask during the year, any time, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our circumstances and change our circumstances, not only one day. And another thing, that if it's beginning of a new season, then also it is good. It is something that that is blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a new season with the summer, it is starting. So beginning of summer, that is one of the ayat and one of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we congratulate all brothers and sisters, and we pray for their blessings, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the communities. Our senior citizen has come up with a very interesting idea that know your scholars in the community. Although I personally feel that everybody knows us very, very well, but if there is something that really people they like to know, so this is a program that has been organized. Maybe the reason that they wanted to organize this program, and that people can be familiar with Hausa studies, and people can be familiar with the religious institution, not only knowing the scholars, that is not the aim or objective, or making their publicity, that I personally or any other alim would like, that they would like to have their publicity. It is actually that people are not familiar how studies go and how people they go and learn from the religious institutions. This is good chance that we can speak about that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them for organizing this program. Dear brothers and sisters, Zionist regime has claimed that they have discovered a longest tunnel, which was an advanced tunnel. It was used from the Palestine to the Israel, and they say that they have discovered that the many militants they had accessed through this tunnel, they could go inside Israel. So you can imagine that with all the advancement that this country has, and with all the cameras they fit over there, then security and everything, and many scrutinizing securities that have been placed, still power of the people is kind of power that they can make those tunnels. And let me tell this this Zionist regime that you have discovered only one yet. Who knows that how many other tunnels are still there that you do not know yet. It's power of the people. When you rely on your powers at that time, you will not be able to face the power of the people. When people are going to fight at that time, they will be relying on the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially our Muslim brothers and sisters, they rely on the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not rely on the materialistic powers that you rely on. And this discovery, it's not going to make any change, but we hope that inshallah communities will make a future for themselves, and Zionist regime will not be successful in those countries. Another thing that is really important to relate today, that is the issue that was being since past weeks part of the news, that is Ukraine. Today the division between this country has clearly been announced, that one of the parts of Ukraine that European Union has considered that as part of that, and they made an agreement with them, many kind of agreements that they are going to be having relations and close ties with Ukraine. Another side, Crimea has become officially part of Russia, and Russia has announced that it is going to be part of Russia, it's going to be one of the cities of Russia. There are some interesting parts that I would like to relate with brothers and sisters, that is a tradition of sanction. Today, United States and European countries, they have placed sanction on one of the banks, that, or many other banks are as well, but one of the banks, it's called Russia Bank or Russia Bank. They have placed sanction on that. And they think that this bank, it is being used for the transaction in Ukraine, and also it's been used to have business with the Europe. But the in retaliation, the reply from Mr. Putin, that is very interesting. He said that this bank is just a normal bank. It's not anything, any special bank. And I even did not have my account in this bank. But from today, this is very interesting. From today, I officially open my account in this bank. And I would like to ask from the government that they should give my salary through this bank. And he said that he would like to ask from the central bank that it has to take this bank as part of them, and they have provide all the assistance, and they have to provide protection to the owner of this bank as well. So this is retaliation, that you can see that if you place sanction, then this is going to be the reply as well, because now you are facing a power. You are not facing just a country that it's just developing. And another thing I would like to say, brothers and sisters, that now this sanction, it's becoming just a joke. Because if you place sanction on half of the world, for example, Syria is under sanction, right? Iran is under sanction. Russia has become under sanction. So China maybe becomes under the sanction. Many other countries, they are under sanction. So now world is going to be changed into two powers. Those who are under sanction and those who are placing sanction. Do you think that this sanction is going to be really effective? It's not going to be effective. It's just a joke. It's just a joke. Every day they would like to place sanction. Why they are placing sanction only? What is the reason? Did they only announce sanction? Because they are losing power now. They don't have that ability that they can do anything else other than sanctions. That is the only thing that they can do. Officially, they announce something, they know that it's not going to be effective, but you know, they don't have any other option in their hands as well. They get together, for example, European countries. What is European countries? Within European countries, let us see what is happening over there. In United Kingdom, Scotland is ready to separate from United Kingdom. There are many differences within United, within these European countries. So what is European Union? And then they get together and they make that as one of the term that I really say interesting term, international community. So now all other international community has become under sanction. And the US and United States are placing these sanctions on these countries. So we should like to ask them that it is a warning for you that if you make that many enemies in the world, then how you would be able to live in this world. Dear brothers and sisters, another thing that is really important, as Syria has advanced in most of the part of the country, taking control over the country, and they have got rid of on the terrorists in this country, and the country has become under the control of the government. Israeli regime and Zionist regime has attacked on the army of Syria on the Golan Mountains, and it's because to divert the attention on the Syrian power, and Syria, because it has taken control on that, now they would like to play another game. They're attacking from various parts that people, they can have attention to that. But we hope that with the wise leadership of the country, their conspiracies are going to be failed. And we pray for the advancement of the Muslim countries against the Zionist regime. We pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give prosperity and success to all Muslim Ummah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah bring unity within the Muslim Ummah. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give power to the Muslim Ummah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah prolong the life of our leader and maraji. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.